It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up on Central Time, we'll learn about breakthroughs in bioengineering that are letting people regrow parts of fingers, see through their ears, and push the limits of medicine. We'll talk to the author of The Bodybuilders. First, the use of high-capacity wells has been a contentious issue around Wisconsin, oftentimes pitting farm owners against environmentalists and owners of shoreline property. These wells are able to pump upwards of 70 gallons of water per minute. Farm owners say they're necessary for their crops. Others say they harm rivers and other water sources. And these arguments were on full display at a crowded Capitol hearing yesterday as lawmakers consider loosening some high-capacity well regulations. Laurel White is with us now to talk about those hearings. She's state Capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. Laurel, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, first of all, what are the regulations at play here?
So this bill is very similar to a bill that we saw at the tail end of the last legislative session. Actually, it's identical to a bill we saw at the tail end of the last legislative session. This is a proposal that would make it possible for owners of high-capacity wells to repair or replace an existing well without having to apply for a new permit. So if you're one of those farmers that has a high-capacity well on your property and it has some issues, it needs some repairs done, or you want to make an entirely new well for whatever reason, you can go ahead and do so without receiving permission, basically, from the State Department of Natural Resources.
Now, this isn't about the raw number of wells in Wisconsin. This isn't about building new wells. So it might sound like a fine point, but it sounds like this hearing was actually pretty lively.
It was. This subject has been very contentious since it's been around, and this is something that's been circulating in the Capitol really for years. But it has been something that Republicans, who are the sponsors of this measure, haven't even really been able to get on the same page because there are so many kind of wonky and complicated elements to the bill. But it seems like everybody in that party has a unified force now with this particular piece of legislation. They're ready to go. And that hasn't meant, though, that we haven't had some drama in the Capitol. It was a very animated hearing yesterday. It kicked off at 9 a.m. And we don't see this very often. They actually had to set a limit and say, we are going to finish by 6 p.m. And they had dozens of people testifying and a line actually going out the door of the committee room in the morning right away. And I'm not sure if they actually ever did this, but they talked about setting up an overflow room where folks that were interested in the hearing could go and watch via a live stream if they couldn't physically fit into the committee room.
So it was a high-capacity hearing.
It was. It was indeed.
You gave us some of the sound from this hearing. Can you set up first somebody who spoke in favor of the proposal? Set that up for us.
Sure. So as we mentioned before, a lot of farmers utilize these high-capacity wells. Oftentimes, it's large-scale vegetable farms or dairy farms. So we had quite a few farmers testifying in support of the bill yesterday. And one of those was a gentleman named Robert Gentner, and he's a potato farmer from Anago. And here's what he had to say.
Seems to me that to require a person to make a new application just to repair a well would be like asking a car owner to apply for a new automobile registration when he needs to repair or replace the radiator in his car.
So is this the general line of argument here? We've got these wells in place already. We're not adding new wells. So why make us restart from scratch?
That's certainly one of the arguments. I think another one of the primary arguments for proponents of this legislation is that it really provides stability to these agricultural businesses that argue the wells are essential to their survival. So for folks that might not be familiar, these wells are used for things like irrigation, if the rain isn't consistent, and farmers argue that they can lose a lot of valuable crops even in a day if they're not able to irrigate with the use of these wells. Dairy farms use them. I thought this was kind of an interesting fact as someone who's not incredibly well-versed in dairy farming. They use these high-capacity wells in part to blow mist on cows in the summertime when it's very warm. So there are a lot of uses for these wells, and farms say if they're not able to have the stability of keeping them, repairing them, because there's the danger that their license could be revoked if they have to reapply for a repair or a placement or something like that, that their businesses couldn't continue to survive.
Talking to Laurel White, state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio, looking at yesterday's legislative hearing on high-capacity wells in Wisconsin. We heard the argument for this legislation that would make it easier to repair, replace wells. You also have some audio from a person arguing against that proposal. What set that up for us?
Sure. So there were dozens of other folks on the other side saying that this would be a really harmful piece of legislation for the state of Wisconsin. These are regular citizens. There were a lot of representatives of different environmental groups. And the clip that I have here is someone who kind of crosses both of, or I guess fulfills both of those categories. She's a citizen who says she has a river in her backyard that sees the impact of a high-capacity well nearby, and she's also a board member of an organization called the Sustain Rural Wisconsin Network. So this is Christy Greening.
When the high-capacity wells kick on across the Portage County line, which is about a half mile down the road, within 24 hours, I can see the difference in the 10 Mile Creek in my backyard.
And that's one of the big concerns about these high-capacity wells, new and existing, the idea of drawdown of groundwater, but also of surface water, as she was talking about there.
That's right. So opponents are really concerned that if high-capacity wells continue to exist and are allowed to proliferate, that lakes are going to be depleted, rivers are going to be depleted. And another argument that they make is that this is really an economic issue. It's not just people who have maybe rivers and lakes in their backyards that they use for pleasure, which is certainly an argument that they make, but also that depletion of those resources could hurt Wisconsin's tourism industry. So they're saying it's not necessarily industry versus personal interest, but industry versus industry in this debate.
Did we get any indication of where lawmakers stand on this issue?
Well, as I mentioned before, this has been a complicated issue for Republicans to get on board with. We had the same bill in the last legislative session. It made it out of the Senate, got to the Assembly, couldn't get out of the Assembly. The Assembly actually passed a slightly modified version, which then didn't get back to the Senate. So there's been a lot of back and forth in the past, but it seems for this particular instance this year with this bill that Republicans are on board. So we're expecting this to come up in the Senate. Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald said yesterday he expects to call it as early as next month. And we believe that Republicans are on board. And of course, they have the majority in the Senate. So we're expecting it to get out of there.
And that's the Senate side. Is there an indication that the Assembly will pass not just a bill on this, but the same bill so they can advance it to the governor?
You know, I haven't spoken with the majority of Assembly Republicans or gotten a sense of where their caucus is on that. The same bill is in existence in the Assembly, and the Assembly sponsor testified yesterday. So as I mentioned, the Assembly passed a different version of this last year. So I guess it's yet to be seen if we kind of reach the same hiccup there. But the general consensus, I think, is, you know, there has been some unity, and the Senate sponsor is optimistic about it getting out of that chamber.
We'll leave it there for now. Laurel, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks, Rob.
That's Laurel White, state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. She joined us to talk about a hearing held yesterday over proposed high-capacity well regulations in the state. By the way, coming up later this hour, we'll take a look at threats facing groundwater supplies across the globe.